and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ning.
And good evening, this is Jonathan.
大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。So Jonathan, you know, this year, Shanghai is the ideal choice as the host city of a World Expo for 2010. China got a lot of preparations for this World Expo.
Oh, I've been hearing about this all year. I'm actually very interested in trying to get down to Shanghai and visit it myself.
The goal of the World Expo is to exhibit the world's leading achievements in culture, science, and technology.
And China sure has a lot of those.
China is the world's largest and fastest growing emerging economy, and Shanghai has played a leading role in this process. So the city optimizes China's achievements in the three decades since the nation embarked on itto drive to reform its economy and open its doors to the world. With its deep in cultural history and innovative population, Shanghai is certain to give the world a successful, exciting, and unforgettable World Expo.
Yeah, it's been over 100 years since China's first participation in a World Expo. And the World Expo 2010 in Shanghai, following on from the Beijing Olympic Games, will be the culmination of a century-old dream of the Chinese people.It will bring great pride to the whole nation because China is the first developing country to host a World Expo. And this exposition will provide China a golden opportunity to exhibit its culture, just like in the Olympics, to a more worldwide audience. As China's national strength and global influences keep rising, it is of increasing importance to help the outside world better understand China's culture, the values of its people, and the direction and intent of its development.I think this World Expo will play a very special role in making that happen.
Yeah, definitely. 没错呢，今年呢，2010年上海世博会将要举办了，而且呢，现在很多的展馆也正在建设当中。同时呢，也希望今年的世博会会成功的举办。So the World Expo 2010 Shanghai, China will be a platform for communication among different countries and different cultures. Ours is a polarized world. Each nation takes pride in its unique history and culture. Only by learning from one another and offsetting our weakness with the strengths of others can we turn our world into one of a great harmony and beauty. This is especially true in the present day's acceleration of globalization.
Yeah, over 6 months, 70 million people from over 200 countries and international organizations will hopefully visit the World Expo in 2010, turning it into a global pageant of an unprecedented scale. The participating groups will bring to it not only products and technologies, but also diverse concepts and viewpoints from around the world. This exchange of ideas will be of much greater importance thanprobably the exchange of commodities. So the theme of World Expo 2010 is A Better City and a Better Life, which is in harmony with the theme of World Health Day 2010, City and Health. Urbanization is an important part of modernization and economic growth, but it may also have negative effects.
Yeah, so Jonathan, have you ever been to any World Expos before?
No, I've never visited a World Expo before. I hear they've had them in Chicago and other large cities in the U.S., but I've never had a chance to make it.
Yeah, I remember that once the Expo was held in Paris, so the Eiffel Tower was built for this kind of World Expo. But before the Expo been held in Paris, Parisians, they don't like theEiffel Tower. I think it's like an iron, like a weird kind of structure. But after that, it became the symbol of Paris, the symbol of France.
Yes, it is odd, especially when you visit Paris and you see how low of a city it is. Most buildings are maybe only 4 or 5 stories at the max.
Yeah.
And then right in the middle, you have this huge iron monstrosity. So I'm sure it took the people of Paris a little while to get used to.
That's right. How to make urban life better and healthier is indeed an issue deserving constant attention from city dwellers, urban planners, and municipal administrators. So the World Expo 2010 in Shanghai, China, will help the world focus on its issue and consider effective solutions. So the WHO will take an active part in Expo activities and use this important platform to introduce concepts of healthy living to the Chinese people and to all other visitors.
Yeah, the World Health Organization has maintained a very close relationship with the organizers of the Shanghai Expo, and its cooperation is not limited to its participation. Rather, it involves many corollary fields such as food safety, disease control, emergency responses, and health promotion prior to and during the World Expo. So the World Health Organization will make every endeavor to contribute to the success of the exposition and the society around it.
Yeah, so this year Shanghai will definitely become the very popular city for travelers and for a lot of people around the world, just like the Olympic Games. Well, so speaking of travel, and I've been, you know, searching on the internet to see some of the internet listed for the top 10 destinations for 2010. So for those wondering where to go this year, U.S.-based travel company, has come up with a list of what they believe will be the 2010's top holiday destinations. So the list is not, it's listed like this. Like the first one is Italy, from the hills of Tuscany to the ruins of Rome. Italy is known for its unparalleled beauty, food, and shopping. Travelers often find themselves exploring the vast countryside or jumping on the train to see the sights. For most, the main attraction is the country's rich history.
Okay, now I've visited Italy before, but number two, I haven't gotten a chance to visit Egypt.
Uh-huh.
For an affordable yet fascinating vacation, Egypt ranks very high on the charts. Not only has Egypt remained consistently geopolitically stable since the 70s, but it is also home to the Great Pyramid of Giza. So despite the hot temperatures year-round, tourists never seem to get enough of Egypt's many facets.
Yeah, I remember still the curse of Pharaoh. It's kind of a very suspicious and mysterious thing of Egypt pyramids. Number three is Greece. Greece is a sought-after destination where beauty, culture, and history collide. With gorgeous beaches and ancient ruins and tributes to the gods, honeymooners often retreat to the Greek Isles for a romantic getaway. So, well, that travelers dig deep into the history of a country. Yeah, I remember that many movies has been shot in Greece, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of popular movies. Next, going on to Turkey, the home of Istanbul, not Constantinople. Similar to Egypt, Turkey's tourism industry has grown over the years because of its affordability as an international destination. Upon arrival, visitors are enchanted by unique historical archaeological sites, majestic mountains, castles, mosques, and a beautiful coastline.
Yeah, sounds very mysterious. Number five is Peru, and home to Machu Picchu. Peru has emerged in recent years as a very popular tourist destination with 17th century architecture, Inca ruins, and uninhabited jungles. Peru is waiting to be explored. The capital city, Lima, acts as the central district both financially and culturally, while the ancient Inca capital of Cuzco draws nearly 1 million visitors each year.
Number six, we have Germany, and a small Bavarian village named Oberammergau is located in the Ammer River in south-central Germany amongst the Bavarian Alps.
Mm-hmm. Next one is Israel, Jordan, located in the heart of the Middle East and boasting tremendous historical and religious significance. Israel and the Palestinian ruled West Bank represent the meeting of the three faiths, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. Visitors who come to Israel also find themselves exploring Jordan and its most popular city. Yeah, I heard Jordan is really popular for a lot of the visitors, because right now, recently, this year, a lot of people, they book a travel agency to go to kind of Israel, Jerusalem, and go to there to visit, because it's kind of a really different kind of culture, right? History.
Yeah, very obviously a long history, but with all the strife and violence in the area, I don't know if that's actually going to make my top 10 list.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jordan versus Israel and the Palestinian-ruled West Bank area.
Yeah. And coming up next is what we've been talking about is China. So with its rapidly growing infrastructure and a budding economy, China is a blend of a modern sophistication and rich tradition. It's this unique combination that makes the country a popular destination. So we have Great Wall, we have Forbidden City, we have Temple of Heaven, and also we have World Expo here.
Great Wall, Temple of Heaven, I never heard of them. You'll have to show me around to these places.
You never?
I'm just kidding, of course.
Yeah.
All right, number nine, we have India. With a population of over 1 billion people, India is one of the most diverse countries in the world. Also has some of the worst roads. In Delhi, tourists will find gorgeous Hindu sculptures and the world's tallest freestanding brick minaret. Not far from Delhi is also the city of Agra, home of the infamous Taj Mahal. So India is not only very thrilling and exotic, but quite affordable.
那最后一个呢就是 Costa Rica. From volcanoes and waterfalls to uninhabit wildlife, Costa Rica is rapidly growing as a popular destination. Thrill seekers can enjoy the wide array of wildlife and diversity of lifestyles, as well as adventure activities such as zip line, canopy, and hanging bridges. As a whole, Costa Rica has increasing popularity as Mexico continues to recover from the 2009 H1N1 flu epidemic. 那刚才我们提到的就是呢，几大全球2010年值得去的一些国家和地区，包括有意大利，包括有埃及、希腊、土耳其、秘鲁、德国、以色列、约旦、印度、哥斯达黎加，当然了，还有中国。Alright, so I hope this year is going to be a colorful new year for travelers because you have a lot of place to go if you have time. Okay, and now let's take a break. Listen to a song from Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girls.
Say yo, Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, these beautiful girls, they only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal when they say it's over. See, it started at the park, used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
Ourselves wrong, oh, we didn't care. We made it very clear, and they also said that we couldn't last together.
Last together.
See, it's very divine. You're one of a kind, but you mush up my mind. You have to get declined. Oh, love, my baby is driving me crazy.
All the time, ooh, and I went away for doing my first crime. And I never thought that we was gonna see each other.
See each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Ooh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me.
Girl for me.
See, it's very divine, you're one of.But you mash up my mind. You have to get declined. Oh Lord, my baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do your dirt. They'll have you suicidal.
morning and now we're fighting. Please tell me why I'm feeling slighted and I don't know how to make it better. Make it better. You're dating other guys, you're telling me like, oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing with my eyes. I'm losing my mind and I don't think it's clever.
And that was Beautiful Girls from Sean Kingston.
All right. Now let's go to Japan. You know, for Japan, you know, love really takes to an air in Tokyo once a year when dozens of Japanese shout out their other or spouses, partners, and even themselves at an event that's also broadcast on national television. So Japanese have traditionally valued modesty and their spokenness, but like this one, Tokyo residents who started a love message yelling event after his marriage failed said that didn't mean they were unromantic.
Yeah, like we were talking about earlier in the week, one of the dominant images of Japanese men is overworked businessmen. But he wanted to tell people around the world that Japanese men are actually very romantic. So this event, which precedes Love Your Wife Day on January 31st, took place in Hibiya Park in central Tokyo and is co-hosted by a citizen group dedicated to devoted husbands. So most of the 30 or so participants took to the stage yelling, "I love you," or "Let me be with you." And some of the declarations reflected the gloomy economic situation as well. One husband, whose voice choked up with tears, thanks his wife for staying with him, although he lost his job more than a year ago.
那么每年呢，在日本的年初的时候呢，都会在一些公园里洋溢着这样的一些爱情的气息，因为呢，他们会在公园里大声喊出“我爱你”。那喊出你的爱的活动在东京市中心的日比谷公园举行，参与者年龄呢在30岁左右，他们中的绝大多数人呢都会走上舞台，大声喊出“我爱你”或是我要和你在一起。那些人的爱情宣言与经济困境有关。一位男士呢，一年多前失去工作，他哽咽着感谢妻子在这段时间里对他不离不弃。那还有一位说呢，我内心感到悸动和兴奋，我真的很感动。听到丈夫大声喊出我爱你呢，这位38岁的女子握住丈夫的手说 So it's kind of really a touching moment for these couples because you know for Japanese men they are very some kind of shy or just conservative, you know, they are there not to, you know, express their feelings out of their spouse. Okay, and now let's take a break. Listen to a song from Keisha, TikTok.
Up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Hey, grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Drop tops and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up. Tonight on the flight till we see the sunlight. Like Mick Jagger, I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he's getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out, out. The police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Ho, ho, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blowing speakers up. Tonight, I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Whoa, whoa, whoa. till I walk in.
Don't
And that was Keisha with TikTok.
Okay, now let's move on to today's popular American. 李华和 Michael 在咖啡店里喝咖啡，李华在看报。今天呢，李华会学到几个短语。第一个是 to check something out， 第二个是 to call something。Now let's take a listen.
What's in the news today, 李华？
有些什么新闻啊？哦，我没有在看新闻哎，我啊是在看招聘人的广告，想找个临时工赚点钱。
Let me take a look. Hey, check this one out.
等等，让我看一看。招聘辅导两个孩子，要母语是中文的家庭教师。哎，对了 ，Michael， 你刚才说什么 ？Check this one out. 你是叫我把这个报纸借出去啊？这又不是图书馆，而且这报纸是我自己买的呢。
No, I said, check this one out. To check something out means to look at something closely.
Oh, check something out 就是仔细看一看的意思。Check, C-H-E-C-K, out, O-U-T. 诶，那不就是从图书馆里借书的意思吗？
Well...That's the formal meaning of to check something out. However, the informal meaning is to have a look at something.
Oh, 原来 to check something out 可以指从图书馆借书，可是啊，在不正式的场合就是仔细看一看的意思。那这个大概是非常口语的用法咯，对不对？
Right. Okay, check this advertisement out.
看这个广告啊。不行不行。他们啊，要找的家庭教师必须住在他们家里的地下室，还得要带孩子。算了算了吧。
You know, Li Hua, you can also use check it out when you want someone to notice something or pay attention. It pretty much means, whoa, look at that.
哦，所以你要让人注意什么事的时候，也可以用 check it out。哎，是不是就像我们中文里说的，哎，你看那，你看那的意思啊？
That's right. Whoa, check it out, Li Hua. That building across the street's on fire.
什么？你说马路对面哪栋楼着火了？哎，对耶，你看那儿来了三辆救火车。哎呦，但愿没有人在那房子里呢。
Hey, check this out. Oh, I call this one.
哎，让我看看。招聘一位研究生，带几个孩子去参观纽约的博物馆和参加文艺活动，报酬优厚。嘿，这个工作啊，太好了。
No way, 李华。I already called this job.
Michael, 你说什么啊？你已经给他们打过电话了。
No, that's not what I mean. I said, I call this job. Call, C-A-L-L.Whoever says I call something first has the first claim on whatever they called.
Oh, call something 就是谁先说要这样东西，那这样东西就归谁。你先说你要这份工作，所以这工作就是你的。Hey, Michael, 你可别忘了，你是在帮我找工作哎。
Actually, no one can call this job. We can both apply and see who gets it.
就是嘛，没有人啊可以 call this job， 谁都能申请这份工作的啊。
I know, I was just teasing you.
哎，好了 ，Michael， 你再给我举一个 to call something 的例子好不好
？Okay, when I was little, before my family went somewhere in the car, I would always yell, I call the front seat. My brother and I would always fight over who got to sit in the front seat.
哈，你小时候还和你弟弟抢汽车座位啊？你啊，要是 call the front seat， 你就可以坐在前面。呵，你还真好意思呢。
Okay, and that was today's popular American. 在非常口语的情况下 to check something out 是意味着仔细看一下的意思 to call something 是指谁在说谁就会得到、某样东西的优先权 Okay, and that's all for today's show. We're gonna wrap up today's show with the song Bodies by Robbie Williams. We're gonna see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Alright, and be sure to check us out tomorrow. Have a great evening.
God gave me the sunshine, then showed me my lifeline. I was told it was all mine, and I got laid on the ley line. What a day, what a day, and your Jesus really died for me. And then Jesus really tried for me. UK and entropy, I feel like it's part of me. Wanna feed up the energy, love living like a deity. Want a day, one day, and your Jesus really died for me.Gonna be all we ever wanted to look good and make it, wanted someone to take it. God gave me rejection from my reflection. I want perfection. Plan for the rapture, stranger getting stranger.Mother Middle Ages, all day, every day, and if Jesus really died for me, then Jesus really tried for me. Bodies in the body tree, bodies making chemistry, bodies on my family, bodies in the way of me, bodies in the cemetery, and that's the way it's gonna be. All we've ever wanted to look good and make it, hope that someone can.
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学今日茶点：狗股理论 （Dogs of the Dow Theory）。狗股理论是美国基金经理奥西金斯提出的，没精力没能力钻研股市的投资人只要买进道琼斯工业指数中股息率最高的十只股票，再根据十强榜单每年刷新换仓，就能跑赢大盘。1975年到1999年，狗股理论的投资回报高达18%，市场平均水平只有3%。
瑞士伊波路表。